Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another extremely important broadcast lined up for you today as we chronicle the rise of the first planetary world government controlled by absolutely ruthless, sadistic control freaks. The battle is joined. Folks, I have video footage. It's coming in from YouTube, Live Leak, all these different sites, Google Video. Four or five videos a day to the point of we can't even keep track of them. There's a city council member. The mayor kicks him out. He politely walks out of the meeting. The police chief punches him in the back, knocks him over, and then on video, literally beats the living daylights out of him. And the news puts it on television and says, oh, the council member's in trouble for fighting with police. But again, the media thinks you're so dumb, they run TV spots nationwide on news saying mercury's now good for children's brains. They are now running a program saying lead paint is good for children. They're now saying poison in food is good for you. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. And this is what happens now. I mean, pretty soon they'll, like, chop your head off and literally drink your blood, and then they'll say you're assaulting the officer. I mean, right in front of everybody, he just punches him right in the back, knocks him over, gets on top of the city councilman up in Indiana, in a pretty good-sized town, starts punching him like WWF wrestling as hard as he can in the side of the head. The guy's knocked out unconscious. And then they go ahead and arrest him. It's, hey, I'm going to beat you up in front of video cameras in the city council, and then we're going to take you to jail after you go to the hospital. And this is how it's going to work in America. Mayors, governors, the leaders are just going to point and say, take them. But you're not going to just get beat up. You're going to be flown out to a foreign camp. They got the cops trained. They are ready to do it. Now, by the way, this city council member was exposing corruption by the police, trying to disbar the police. We've had sheriffs, police chiefs killed. I see it every month around the country when other cops try to stop them or councils try to stop them. They kill mayors. They kill chiefs. I mean, this is the mafia. You want to be ruled by mafia. You want to be ruled by bad cops. Pretty soon they'll have the cops literally on gold thrones in the councils, and it'll all just be local kingdoms. That's how it used to work. The guy that had the most force took over, and you had to worship him. He wore a big crown. Everybody bowed down to him. So I've got all that news, and again, wheelchair-bound woman dies after being shocked with taser 10 times. This is out of the Associated Press. A Clay County woman, this just came out an hour ago, is dead. Shocked 10 times. And it's just like my friend here in Austin, the Home Depot manager. He's paralyzed, chest down, and he couldn't get out of the car, so they beat him up. They say, look, get up and walk. Listen, I'm paralyzed. And they just go, hey, die. You know, it's time to die. And that's how it works now. So they killed him. And Fox News is endorsing the shocking of the Florida college student, Mr. Myers, who, by the way, is afraid to talk to anybody. His lawyers have told him to shut up and go quietly into the night. He'd actually have lawsuits against them. By the time they're done with him, he'll have hardcore probation if he's lucky. Remember our listener who had the video camera in the car and the cops arrested him for wiretapping and they were going to send him to jail for felonies? And then I told him to stand up and resist, and they did it, and he won, and they dropped it, and now he's suing them? Or our listeners who thought they were going to prison, the lawyer was telling them, for having the upside-down American flag in their yard, and we told them, stand up, fire the lawyer, they did, and the city dropped it and apologized? But see, most people don't listen. It turns out that Mr. Myers is a listener of the show, a 9/11 truther, as we could guess, and but he's not listening. His parents have him, and are establishment types, and they're going to work within the system. Okay, go right ahead. We got his friend Josh Goldman joining us in 25 minutes. Stay with us.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies, roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Huge developments, as you know, on the economic front. I'm going to walk through that in the second and third hour today. Massive developments. Let me just give you a prelude to what I have here in front of me. Fed rate cut could recede quickly. Now, by that, Fed rate cut could recede quickly. The exuberance, the boosting of the stock market will recede quickly. This is like a dying man who is going to die being given a shot of adrenaline where it just makes him feel like he's alive again for a few minutes. By doing this, it caused the dollar to go down even more. It caused crude oil to go to an all-time high of $82+ a barrel. They're now saying it's going to go well above 100 in the next 6 months, maybe even sooner. We sounded pretty wild a year ago when we came back from Ottawa and said the Bilderberg Group says in the next year and a half they're going to have $150 a barrel oil. But as usual, what they call for happens. They run things. And so get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because you see, when they devalue the currency further, as this rate cut does, you're going to pay more for things. because your dollar is worth less. See, it's a scam. But Americans see the stock market as the indicator of the whole world, of the entire financial system. And so go ahead and cut my dollar in half in value just so long as my stock market stays above 13,000. They literally want the illusion. They literally want the fraud, ensuring that when it fully implodes, a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, that it will be many times worse. But again, the Fed gets to pose as the savior by cutting rates and then telling us how we've all overspent and how we're all in too much debt and how bad these subprimes are and telling us things are going to get bad. Notice, Greenspan, Bernanke, Volcker, current and former Fed chiefs, the head of the IMF, the head of the World Bank, their chief economist, they all come out and tell you, Treasury Secretary, that it's bad, that it's going to plunge, that the housing market's going to go down, that the dollar may end up not being the world reserve currency. All of these are market-killing moves. And then as a salve, after warning you it's coming, they say, okay, but we'll save you and give you one more shot of narcotics to ease your pain. It's kind of like how they sedate someone before they give them lethal injection. And the reason you can tell that they're really going to give us a massive recession, bare minimum, could be catastrophic world depression, is because they've engineered it in the past. They openly write about how they consolidate. In fact, it's not just me today. I did a Google search this morning, seeing if anyone was pointing out that big banks, the actual A-tier banks, the central banks, the issuers of the currency and the credit, get money and power out of all this. Where is it in my stack? Fed rate cut rally could recede quickly. Pickens, crude oil could hit $100 a barrel by end of the year. China's ultimatum, let us invade Taiwan or we'll dump the dollar. Oh, here it is, Financial Times of London, the voice globally on the markets and the economy. And most people don't even know that. It is not the Wall Street Journal. It has never been the Wall Street Journal. You want to read where they actually tell the truth. But in a sick way. They always say it's good, though. They admit what they're doing, but then spin it. They said 2 years ago they were going to kill the dollar, and they talked about were they going to do it gradually or plunge it. And that the globalists want a gradual death of America financial system. Credit turmoil set to benefit big banks. Oh, Financial Times. They're benefiting from this. I went to my son is in private school here locally, and I went to a function last night, and there was a finance guy there, and he was going, oh, yeah, everybody knows they're orchestrating all this. I mean, for people that are in that business, they all know. But the general public, again, doesn't even know really what finance is. They don't know what mercantilism is. They don't know the three different types of capitalism. They don't know what neo-mercantilism is. Folks, they don't even know where the U.S. is on a map. Literally. I mean, they're like children. And so you try to talk to them, they just can't understand. Oh, they'll understand later, though, when all this comes home to roost, as it's starting to do. But again, the experts will be on TV, and they'll trust the very experts that orchestrated all this with their new spin. And you'll have to hear the mindless yuppies parroting the establishment line at the grocery store and church and at the gym and at the tea party, the cocktail party. You'll have to hear it, and you just have to sit there, and you don't even argue with them because you know it's not worth it. I mean, you know they're not going to listen. They believe whatever. Listen. They believe mercury's good for their children. They believe it. John Kerry's wife, though, she's a pretty famous actress, she doesn't believe it anymore. Got a book out about, what's her name? She's the good-looking blonde. Had the TV shows. Oh, I was just looking at an article. I didn't bring it in here. Oh, I'm going to get it and cover it. She's got a book about how they're brainwashing, I mean, brain damaging the children by design. Look, globalists, you're not going to stop the truth from coming out. I just hope that you understand that. And a lot of cops are laughing right now, but they're going to give their son or daughter that third round, and the child's brain's going to go bye-bye, and then they're going to go, ooh, Alex Jones. They're not going to listen now. Oh, no, it's too good. It's too good. In fact, get me the clips where mercury's nutritious and lead paint is good for children, please. Just get it. This is what you believe. This is what you follow. All I am is a normal person who happens to know what's going on, and I'm freaked out. By the way, it's finally in the news. Population control is the next big thing in green culture. And this article goes through all these mainstream news stories that just came out in the last week. Where they talk about, well, here's one, global swarming. It's time for America to start cutting our baby emissions. There's also Alan Weisman's book, The World Without Us. It goes on and on and on. Now it's perfect time for Endgame to come out, because I've been talking about this forever, and now it's right when the environmentalists are going, we got to get rid of the people. And it says here, big mainstream news article, we've got to reduce our numbers to 500 million, just as Endgame shows in all their documents. State Department Memorandum Action Plan 200. All right, here is for all the establishment people who believe anything the system tells them. I guess believe it then. This aired nationwide. Now, this is local, but it was packaged nationally. That is the news print, the video feeds, and then they have locals read, news read over the video to give it a local look. But this is federal propaganda that aired 4 years ago on every CBS channel in the country. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
By the way, those were federally funded studies. Now we got lots of stuff like this, but here's 2 weeks ago where they say, hey, we better have lead on our toys and we better have poison in our food or the economy won't do well. Here it is. This is MSNBC.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices from
warming. And I see similar things all the time. Remember the 71-year-old woman, the neighborhood cop? They have these special cops in her town that just come up and spy on you. And he comes up and he says, I'm going to give you a fine for your grass being brown. And she goes, oh, whatever. Didn't yell at him, didn't cuss at him, walks back in the house. Neighbors saw it. He grabs her and slams her head into the concrete. Blood spills out everywhere. They take her to jail. And by the way, they're pressing charges on her. And the state police did an investigation and found the officer did a great job. But everyone sees what you're doing. You can sit there and say mercury's good. You can say lead and poison's good. You can tell us the war's good. You can tell us you're good. We know you're not. You can tell us devaluing the dollar's good. We know it isn't good. I've got a big stack of those. I mean, look at this. Every day we get these. Wheelchair-bound woman dies after being shocked with taser 10 times. That's coming up later. Fox anchor, officers should be commended for tasering student. Here's the Salt Lake City Tribune. Great-grandma Betty pleads innocent to resisting arrest over dead grass. And they admit that she got her head slammed in the ground. They admit she got beat up. And it says that the state police, State Department of Public Safety, cleared Flieger of any wrongdoing, and city officials pressed charges against Perry, the old woman, on the landscape violation, a Class C misdemeanor, and interfering with a police officer. Class B misdemeanor, interfering, trying to walk back in her house. By the way, he's one of these little community watch the slave officers. What do they call it in here? I've got to find the actual name of it. It's going to get a lot worse, folks. Wait till they're shooting us in the streets with automatic weapons.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming up next hour, I'm going to get into the economy in detail. There's been a lot of just huge new developments. You got the stock market going up. The yuppies think they've been saved. This is only so the central bankers can have the illusion of trying to help and trying to, quote, fix things before they have their giant consolidation that's already underway. And if you notice, they're already cautioning people and basically admitting that. So we will go over all that. If you go up on prisonplanet.com, if it's not posted yet, we're in the process of posting it right now. I have this report right here out of Indiana. Roseland residents frustrated. Now, in fact, John, I forgot to ask. Do you have that audio clip of him beating up the city council member? Okay, so we're in the process of getting that. Okay. Roseland residents frustrated. Now, the story here isn't that the chief of police punches the city council member who is there giving a speech about how the police are corrupt and about how they're involved in all sorts of corruption. And that happens in mid-sized towns and small towns all the time where cops literally take over. Sometimes they kill the mayor. Sometimes the mayor runs the cops, and it literally becomes boss hog. And you see that in the news all the time, where one sheriff wins, the other sheriff's mad and has him killed. I mean, I saw that like three times already this year. For those that don't understand that, it's rampant, okay? These guys take over small towns. They think they're God. And in this clip, and you got to go watch the video. What's amazing about this is that the city councilman, the mayor just screams and says, get out of here. And this is city council video. And he says, okay. And he starts walking out. This is the elected representative being told to get out by the mayor. And the head cop punches him right in the back. The guy falls over. People then with handheld cameras run over and videotape as the police, for it's got to be 45 seconds, just pound and pound and pound. And this is an old man. The city council guy looks like he's probably 70. I mean, this other cop is full force pounding him in the side of the head. And the news calls it a fight. So next time a woman gets raped, if somebody breaks in your house and at knife point rapes you, when the cops show up, I guess it's called just a consensual relationship. Or the next time somebody gets mugged, I guess the cops will call it a fight. Here's the audio. We don't have time to play it all, but here's most of it. This is off the local news.
Some residents in Roseland are fed up. They say they've had it with the behavior displayed at recent town council meetings. Good evening. I'm Terry McFadden.
And I'm Maureen McFadden. In case you missed it, a fight was caught on tape Friday between a Roseland town council member and a police officer, and that's leading some to wonder where the town's democratic process has gone.
News Center 16's Sarah Platt joins us live from the newsroom with a closer look. Sarah?
Well, Terry, whether people live in or outside of Roseland, so far at least 1,000 viewers have commented on last Friday's incident. Those who live in Roseland say enough is enough. Many enjoy living in the community, but say the recent behavior at town council meetings is tarnishing the quality of life. Julia Karitz is a 43-year resident of Roseland. She likes living here but is fed up, especially over the most recent incident at the town council meeting Friday night.
Out! Parliamentary procedure! Out!
Shortly after David Snyder was kicked out of the meeting, a fight broke out. Our cameras caught Marshal Jack Tiller bringing down David Snyder.
Stop right there. Now, this is Orwellian. I mean, this is doublespeak. They treat you like you're literally have like an IQ at room temperature. They tell him leave. He stands up. He's not resisting. He's walking out, which I really believe a mayor can't kick a councilman out. He's walking being polite. He turns around, and the cop punches him right in the back and then jumps on him and starts beating him up. So they call it a fight and then say he brought him down like it's good. And that reminds me of New Orleans during the gun confiscation. They are slamming people on the ground. They're taking their guns in their homes. And then it says they were not there to arrest anyone, and they were not using force. And then it would show them. They're training you to see idiocy and just accept false information. Back it up a few seconds. I mean, when you watch this video, I'm going to make sure it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I know I am to Ryan Slickhausen and InfoWars and Paul over at Prison Planet. If it's not posted in the next few minutes, I'll make sure it is. But when we have a bunch of these videos. Go back to it.
Out! Parliamentary procedure! Out!
Shortly after David Snyder was kicked out of the meeting, a fight broke out. Our cameras caught Marshal Jack Tiller bringing down David Snyder.
Let the police handle it.
All right, we'll be right back. Oh, by the way, on the video, there's other off-duty cops, while they're beating him, going, kidding! Get him, yeah! Oh, get him! I mean, he's on the ground. There are people standing going, get him, just beating him. I mean, they're going to put the cops in thrones soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You know, the media is saying that Andrew Meijer, the student, because he put up some joke YouTube videos. I put up joke YouTube videos. Does that mean the cops get to taser me when I'm not resisting and 5 of them are sitting on me? But I guess this woman, in a wheelchair, who is schizophrenic, all the time they're tasering people who are mentally ill or deaf or blind, or who've been in a car wreck, and you get out and you're stumbling around. They just taser you now. It's kind of like, if you don't submit and literally bow down instantly to God, which is now the government, it's over. Here it is. Wheelchair-bound woman dies after being shocked with tasers. It says that they tasered her for a continual 2 minutes at least 10 times with multiple taser guns into her body. And they kept telling her to submit and to comply and to put her hands behind her back. Now, of course, you can't do that while they're shocking you, but it's a little sick joke. Remember yesterday we played the clip from UCLA? Where they taser him, and then a few seconds later, they say, now get up. And you can't even talk. Then later, they taser him again. He starts screaming. And people are saying, he can't get up. They tasered him 6 times in a minute and a half. And it's just like when you're chained down in the hospital bed. We want you to give a urine sample. I can't, or I'm not going to. Oh, there's no Fifth Amendment. You have to incriminate yourself. Bring in the taser. See, torture is being institutionalized. And in the end of my film, in the extras for martial law, I have the police breaking demonstrators' arms on purpose. They're authorized. They say, we are allowed to break arms. And they take the nunchuck and twist it till the compound fracture, the bone pops out. Nice little pink bone popping out of the arm. And the cops, all right, good job, team leader. All right, let's break the next arm. Multiple arms on video being broken, and the cops on the news saying, hey, we're allowed to break arms. You don't get up and get in the paddy wagon. We're going to break your arm till the bone sticks out. Life-threatening assault. And we got machine guns. And let me tell you something, council members. You don't like it. We'll punch you right in the back. We'll waylay you. We'll Shanghai you. We'll bushwhack you, and we'll beat you up right in front of everybody. And the local media will then say that you attacked us. And I'm going to shut up about all this. It's just... Notice that 9/11 happened, and then all of a sudden they were just tasering and beating everyone up, see? It isn't about terrorists. It's about a new umbrella of tyranny, a new darkness doubling and then tripling the police, just running around feeding on us everywhere. But then selectively enforcing and not stopping illegal aliens and not making them have IDs and letting them have houses without any type of ID. But not you, not the cattle Americans. You're there to be fed on. And if you don't do what you're told, they verbally eye and fracture you. We won't stop when it breaks. We'll fully twist until the bone rotates out of the meat. We might as well just rip your whole arm off. How about we just take a gun and just stick it right to the back of your head and just start pulling the trigger? Like, I was watching that video 2 days ago. I haven't even talked about that. The guy's in handcuffs on his stomach just at some party for people drinking, teenagers drinking. No one's resisting. The cop pulls his gun out. It fires into his leg, so he throws a fit and guns the guy down, and the cop didn't get in trouble. I just feel like killing somebody. Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll start having holidays where the cops are allowed to just hunt us, and they can just line us up like Planet of the Apes and just walk by and just shoot us. I feel bad today. Die. I feel bad today. Die. And see, the new system is they let them do it. They're allowed to do it. Here in Austin, for sport, they shoot black guys in the back all the time. And there's all this propaganda and all this bull, unarmed black guys running away. Ah, just gun him down. Retarded black guy, gun him down. He's black, just kill him. All right, I'm going to shut up. Josh Goldman, I know you got to go to class in 10 minutes. You led the demonstration yesterday there at the college with others, and you're also a listener to the show. We're honored to have you. Josh Goldman, what is really going on right now with the media response? What happened to your friend, Andrew Meyer? Just, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Okay, basically, he went to the Kerry Forum with the intention of asking some serious questions that the media won't ever bring up, including Kerry conceding immediately, not wanting to look into lost vote. He brought up the skull and crossbones issue with both him and Bush, both being members. And basically, his questions weren't tolerated. They didn't want to give him a chance to speak. And even though Senator Kerry appeared to want to answer, the organizers of the event ordered the police to intervene. And the result is what you've all seen on YouTube.
And that's the point, is that now that the media, Democrats, Republicans, CNN, Fox, are all saying it's good, this now sets the precedent that when you ask questions, you're going to be tasered. I mean, Luke Radowski, they claimed he had bombs. They've had people follow him. People try to get their cameras. We just had cops try to beat up my cameraman. A gang of more than 20 cops just hitting him and pushing him and breaking the camera. I mean, this is the new America. Tell us about the demonstration.
The demonstration, I was really amazed at how many people came out, considering this is all happening so quickly. It was about 200 people protesting police brutality, protesting the cops stifling First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. And we actually marched over to Emerson, the alumni building where the president of UF was at the time, and staged a sit-in. And there was about 200 students sitting inside the building, and they tried to put up a fight and not let us in, but we got in there, and they ended up speaking with the president of this university who covering his own ass, went on to say that they'd look into it, they'd investigate, and that Andrew Meyer wouldn't be in trouble with the university. However, no one can really get in touch with Andrew right now. It's my belief and the belief of his friends that his lawyers are telling him to stay out of the media, to pretty much hide from the light. And actually his Facebook profile has been removed. So that just, that leads me to believe the lawyers are just trying to completely get him out of
their business. If the lawyer isn't a family friend who went to college with your dad or your mother, and this is how it works. They tell you to shut up. They end up taking you through a lengthy court process. Now, remember the woman who and the man who had the upside-down American flag and the Ron Paul stuff, and the cop came and beat him up inside their house?
Yeah.
I told them, fire the lawyer, stand up. They did. They defeated him. They won. They dropped it. Remember the guy who had the video camera who was a listener in the car, and they charged him with eavesdropping with felonies and were laughing, you're going to prison. Well, now that cop's in trouble, and they dropped it. When you go quietly, they win. And he clearly did nothing wrong. He was trying to leave the building. He just wanted them to take their hands off. He was only pulling away. He was not resisting their godliness, their holinesses. And then they had him totally restrained when they tasered him, and he begged not to be tasered. And just because he's a college student that made some joke YouTube videos about Harry Potter doesn't mean that he doesn't have a First Amendment right, and doesn't mean that they didn't first put their hands on him and assault him before even asking him to leave, grabbing on him. Now, what do you think of the media spin, how they're trying to claim that this is a wonderful thing?
The media doesn't have this accurately at all. Some people are saying that the police had the right to taser him because he was going to incite a riot or something to that
degree. Oh, yeah, now talking, talking, you're not allowed, it's evil.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing was that, Andrew Meyer, he went to that forum and sat through almost 2 hours of John Kerry speaking. And if anyone's seen John Kerry speaking, it's not all that enlightening. And so 2 hours of that, waiting to ask his question, and then they try and deny his right. And you know what? Any person in that situation who has cops grabbing on them for absolutely no reason would react the same way.
Well, listen, I've been there. I asked Bush calmly, politely, at the end of his speech, because he'd been giving the same speech for months. They had said they were going to have a press conference. I went there. Then they said, no press conference. Here's his speech. And at the end, I asked my questions, and they almost broke my arm off. They told me I was going to be charged. The cops were laughing at me. You're going to get it now, boy. Because that's what they think America is about, is arresting you for speech. And then the Bush campaign said, no, let him go. But after they drove me around for an hour, and almost wet my pants because I've been sitting there for hours waiting for Bush to get there. He was late. Then I didn't want to leave once he got there during the speech. I was wanting to go to the bathroom. Side issue. The point is they wouldn't let me pull over, go to a bathroom. It was all real funny. And that's how these guys operate. But I'm lucky they didn't taser me. Listen, that was 7 years ago. They'd probably taser me now.
Yeah, and the whole thing with the taser is that if you watch the video, he is clearly restrained. He said that he would voluntarily leave if they got off of him, and instead they opted to use a taser. And look at all the backlash that this is creating. People saying police are overstepping their boundaries, and I think that's a good thing, a good issue that's being brought up. However,
have you seen the video out of Indiana where the cops assault the city councilman? He never hits them, and then the news calls it a fight and says, for the councilman getting in a fight, the chief took him down. The chief punches him in the back, jumps on his back, punches him in the head for like a minute and a half. The guy's unconscious, and then they call him a hero. They're going to be guillotining us soon and then charging us for guillotining ourselves. It's literal cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs at this point.
Yeah, and I just want to mention that also Andrew Meyer is a 9/11 truther. He has distributed 9/11 truth material on campus, and he is a Ron Paul supporter, distributing Ron Paul campaign information as well. And he's someone who, being a journalist major, he wants to know the truth. He wants to hold politicians and authority figures accountable. And look what happens to him.
Well, 90% of the time, and I've seen this in hundreds of cases, if he grovels, if he tries to submit and shuts up, his story won't be anything by Sunday. they're going to throw the book at him, and the school will probably try to suspend him, and the lawyers will get $20,000 of his parents' money. But hey, they love the system. Mommy and daddy think they know it all. C'est la vie. Let them have their way.
Yeah, I really wish I could get a hold of him. As I told you, he's pretty much unreachable, even to his friends. I've been to his house. His roommates don't really know where he is. He's only in contact with one or two of his really close friends who work with his website. And if you go to his website, you'll see they're trying to advertise protests, and they're trying to rally support for him.
Now, we've got links to that. Do you have the web address in front of you?
Yes, theandrewmeyer.com. And he has, even on there, he has links to 9/11 Truth and to Zeitgeist, which is a movie that goes on to tell how the world bankers are pulling the strings behind the scenes. And, you know, other than that, other than his friends updating his website, he has literally disappeared. And, you know, it's really concerning to me, especially after talking to you, that he's disappeared, when I think he should be making this more of an issue. I think he should be putting himself
out
there.
He should be all over CNN, all over Fox, all over everywhere, saying, hey, it's my First Amendment and fighting back. Instead, he shuts up. Now they get to go into spin overdrive and call him a kook and say he's a nut and say he deserves it, and then the lawyer gets the cash and they win.
Yeah, and it's upsetting. And, you know, Alex, I really hope that someone can get through to him on speaking up. It was rumored yesterday that he would be doing something on CNN. This was about, I'd say, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon during the protest. The woman who he gave his camera to videotape him doing this came up to me and said, they're doing a CNN piece tonight where I'm going to hand him his camera and Andrew Meyer is going to speak. And 7 o'clock comes around and the news vans are pulling away saying, you know, this guy, Andrew Meyer, is completely shut in. He's not coming to talk to any of the media.
Total mistake. But again, you've got a local lawyer who's friends with the cops, and it's going to be, you just go along now, boy. Give me the cash. There you go. Now you're on probation.
Another troubling thing is that the young woman who actually videotaped this, he didn't know her, and she was speaking with me saying, you know, I told him I was his friend. I said, give me the camera. I'll get it back to him. And what she said was, no, I'm going to hold on to it. She ends up going on MSNBC talking about how he was stepping out of line, and then she ended up calling me back and saying that she turned the camera into someone. She wouldn't tell me who she turned it into. I said, did you turn it into the cops? She said, I didn't turn it into the cops, I didn't turn it into lawyers, and I didn't give it back to Andrew Meyer, but I returned it to who it belonged to. And that just makes me wonder who's intervened and has that camera now.
But now, whose camera was it?
It belonged to Andrew Meyer.
But then he gives it to her, and she runs and tattles and says he's bad on TV and won't say where the camera is.
Nope. So she won't tell. She didn't tell me where the camera was. She said it had something to do with legality issues, that she couldn't tell me who she handed the camera over.
Well, that's because most Americans don't know where the U.S. is on a map, and so they just tell her it's a mumbo jumbo legal. Let me just make this all real simple. He was in there speaking. The cops grabbed on him forcefully. He simply said, hey, don't do that. Because, see, they think they're allowed to assault us. In New York, we had the cops come up and push on us and tell us what to do. You touch one of them, you're going to prison for 5 years. But they're allowed to push and shove you. And they come over and grab him. He says, fine, I'm leaving. He's trying to walk out. And the big black cop just grabs him and bear hugs him. And the guy, and then he drops him and he goes, what are you doing? Boom, they grab him again. They're little snakes. They love power. They got gang tats all over them. They're grabbing all over every side of him like he's a bear. And then he's trying to get out the door. They grab him, buddy. And then once they got him held down, they pull that taser out right in front of his face and go, you see this? And he's like, no, bro. And they went, yeah, I got the power. I may be paid minimum wage, but I got power. Now have the death of the country. Bzzz. And that's what they do. They love being scum. They love being evil. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I'm just going to close with, I just want to remind people that he didn't do anything illegal. And therefore, I don't understand how they can charge him with resisting arrest when he didn't do any kind of arrestable offense.
He was assaulted by the police. He was assaulted. Look, we got a city council member clearly being jumped from the back by a cop, and then they say he started a fight.
Yeah, so I just want people, if people out there do think that was coming to him, I just want them to know that the police assaulted him, that that, you know, people will say that he shouldn't have been up there asking those questions. Well, it's First Amendment right, and the cops don't have the right to assault people.
Then he gave his camera to some girl, and she just won't say where it is.
Nope, that also concerns me, because that was a good camera that had probably a good amount of footage from other things as well on it, and she becomes in possession of it, and now she says she turned it over, won't say who she turned it over to.
Well, it's to the cops, you know who she did. Guaranteed, mm-hmm. She walked up and knelt, the cop grunted at her, and she said, "Thank you, I love being a slave." Guaranteed. I mean, let me tell you, these people will march into... We've all seen the footage of World War II where people are ordered to run into those pits and be shot in the back of the head. I mean, what red-blooded American wouldn't fight back? Well, today, they would go into those pits. They'd throw their babies into ovens if they were ordered to. Let me talk to you, Mr. Gold, during the break. I know you got a class coming up. I want to see if we can hold you over to talk about for 5 more minutes about the demonstrations that are coming up and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's going to get worse and worse. The gang mentality of the police, the biggest street gang out there. And it's going to get more and more obvious, and it's just going to be like Romania or Poland. I heard a talk show host this morning saying there's no way to beat the government, no way to overthrow them. If it ever comes to that, it's going to be a nightmare, but they will lose. They will lose. I don't want that to happen. But to say that we only have had one experience of beating tyranny in 1776 is just incorrect. It's incorrect. He's got to go to class here in a few minutes. It's Josh Goldman, and of course he's friends with Andrew Meyer. He's been out to his house. He's not there. Cell phone's turned off. We've got the number. It's turned off. What about more demonstrations? What about phone numbers? I know I'm putting you on the spot to call the administration because Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has done a great story. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com titled The Meaning of That Carry Fracas in Florida. And he really breaks it down the best I've seen just how he was selected by Kerry to ask the question. He was called upon. Kerry wouldn't answer. He said, hey, I want it answered. And the cops decided the First Amendment was over. They assaulted him. He didn't like it, so they tasered him. How do we demonstrate against this? How do we stand up against this? Josh Goldman.
Well, the students at UF, they're rallied. There's a lot of people that want to fight against the tyranny of the government. They want to fight against the corporations who are controlling the media, et cetera. And they didn't really have a rallying point until now. A lot of the activist groups on campus are rallying around this incident with Andrew Meyer. We're protesting every day at noon at the Plaza of the Americas on campus, and we're trying best we can to organize, and we're exchanging information and really trying to bring all of our causes together so that we're more effective. And so at noon every day on campus, Plaza of the Americas will be out there protesting.
Are the police stalking around you, or are they backed off?
It's hard to say this early on. I'm hoping that this can continue. I didn't have a chance to get there today because I had class. Tomorrow I don't have class at noon, so I'll be there, and I can send you an email, let you know the update on what's going on out there. The police were definitely hovering around us yesterday for the protests, as well as the media was all there. I'm not quite sure. I don't think the media really talked about the sit-in that we had. I don't know if you've heard about the sit-in that we did. But basically we took over this administrative building, 200 people inside of it, and they pretty much had a meeting on what we were going to do next. And yes, the cops were watching. Yes, there were people watching. We were trying to be as secretive as possible, but, I don't really know what's going to come of this, but hopefully people don't lose hope in protest because, you know, protests really made a difference in the 60s, and people say it's a lot different now. It's a lot more of a police state, but we need to keep fighting and we need to keep protesting and stay true to our beliefs so we can be free.
Absolutely, my friend. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, Josh, I want to thank you for your leadership there at the demonstrations yesterday. You said about 200 people, and I want to thank you for your friendship, not just to Mr. Meyer, but also to the whole country and the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I commend you for everything you're doing, and let's get an even bigger Ron Paul / 9/11 Truth movement there on the campus. If they don't like free speech, intensify it. Set up rallies. Set up more demonstrations. Hand out more DVDs, more 9/11 films. Let's take that university over in the name of Andrew Meyer.
I agree wholeheartedly, Alex Jones.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you as this develops.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take it easy.
Take care. Josh Goldman, appreciate him contacting us to get him on the show. All right. Again, it is our listeners out there that are fighting everywhere. Every time this happens, it turns out they're listeners. Every time. Because you're great people. And I salute you. Millions of you out there. All right, that video of them beating up a city council member is not on InfoWars yet. I'm going to make sure it gets up there right now.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.